3. Sam exited the program and tucked her phone in her pocket. She hoped that took care of the damn mood sensors. Except now it was totally dark. Oh, right. She opened the door. Matt's bags were still in the foyer. He was standing near the entrance to the kitchen and was staring at her as if he expected her to say something. Only she wasn't sure what that thing was. Matt spoke first.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Why wouldn't it be? She glanced around her, trying to pretend her being in the pantry with the door closed was no big deal. Matt walked straight past her, stepped inside the pantry, looked around, and then came out a minute later carrying a box of ginger snaps. She should have gone to the bathroom, obviously. Why had she headed for the pantry of all places? It was just work stuff. The wall color program wasn't working right.
I see,
he said, opening the box of cookies and holding it out to her. She grabbed a few, knowing she was still blushing. Not a thing she could do about that. Maybe she should just wear blush-colored makeup. Huh. That way he'd never know when she was really blushing. Anyway, she said, still chewing the little piece of cookie she'd bitten off.
Have dinner with me.
Her mouth stilled along with her brain. What?
Dinner. With me.
I have to go back to work. I have a deadline to meet.
Okay. How about I get takeout from one of your many menus and bring it to your lab? I'd love to see it. I wouldn't stay long. Just enough for a quick tour and a quicker dinner.
No, she said, her heart taking it up a notch. I really have to work.
I understand, but you also have to eat.
He captured her hand and pulled her close. Her hand, the one without the cookies, went right to his chest. For a moment, she froze. Just being this close to him was amazing. Smelling his wonderful scent. Parts of her touching parts of him. She leaned back to look at him, to try to figure out what was going on, and met his gaze. His warm brown eyes. The eyes that she'd known so well she had seen them in her sleep. What are you doing?
You filled out nicely, he said, tightening his arm around her. But I bet you're still skipping meals. It's not a good habit, Sammy. Man, I don't want to play.